month. Rabba Mata. Okay. Since I had to eat a bris today in Beit Shemesh, so I just want to begin continuing first part of the shiur, continuing the Vod. We had B'chir Rechav Shis last week. I was in London, so I didn't want to lose total continuity. And then we'll go on to Chulin. Ram talks about B'chir Rechav Shis. Shus kol odom nesunulu. Ram is basic yisod, and this is the backbone of everything he says, is that causation exists in the physical world. But what does causation mean? You have to understand where he understands causation. And in the physical world, what happens in a ruchniyat world with an ashram and the guf together. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Yisodei Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of all causes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does two things on a daily basis. Number one, he not only did he create the world, the Yesh Me'ayin, but he continues to give it existence. And would he not continue to give it existence, we'll go back to Ayin, Tohu V'Vohu, and then Ayin. Why we'd say we'll go back to Tohu V'Vohu? Because he still has to give it existence. The Rambam writes, not only was Himtzi, he's Mamtzi, gives existence. And if Chas V'Sholem, the world doesn't find favor in Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes, brings it back to Tohu V'Vohu, not to zero, and then he begins all over again. But he gives existence. Number two, he's the cause of all causes. That means, and here, Rabbi Rambam, the Maskev of the Hashem spells this out very specifically. A scientist will say A causes B. I have gravity, I let something go, it falls. Why? Two bodies attract itself with a certain force, etc. What makes that happen? Something makes that happen. What makes that happen? You're going back all the way. But what happens at a certain point? So, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes everything happen. He's the first cause of all causes. So if I lift up my arm, yes, my brain gives a signal to my muscles that I want to lift up my arm, and somehow it translates into something, I lift up my arm. But what enables that entire physical process to help? The brain gives a message through my spinal cord to the nerves in my arm, to the muscles, etc. But something, what's causing that entire process to happen? Kodesh Baruch Hu is actively, intelligently causing that entire process to happen. And he lets in. Whether I'm doing the right thing or not, I'll pick up my hand to take a pistol and shoot someone and kill someone. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want me to pick up that pistol and shoot someone and kill someone. But because the chesed he has done to me, giving me b'chir chavshis to run my life, he enables me to do that. And he is the cause of all cause. So there are two things that happen. Now, for instance, a famous letter a little girl wrote to Albert Einstein. Do scientists pray? And he explained to this little girl, yes, after all of his tremendous discoveries in science, came to conclusion, there's some force out there that's holding the thing and making it happen. But it's not the same thing as you little girls think in Sunday school, he said. Rambam writes, okay, and a Hanami, the human intelligence will take you back so far and realize there's something in back of that that's making the whole, that's coordinating the whole system. But that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in an intelligent way, directing it with a goal, that we would not know except from the Torah. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do? To teach us that before we could accept the Torah? Because what happens? Before we could accept the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had to deserve it. And in order to deserve it, what had to happen in a very extreme manner was bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Says, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim and going into the Midbar. 80% of Klal Yisrael says, are you crazy? Yeah. What do we talk about? So charti lo chesed avas kol sa'ayach. Chesed no. No ra'ayach. Lechtech acharei b'midbar b'eretz lo siluah. So what happens? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? All of a sudden, he tells Klal Yisrael that night, is a massive Makas Bechoros, a massive Gilui Shechina. Just wait till the morning. Comes the morning, assemble. Every all Klal Yisrael immediately were able, the Malam and Ateva, to assemble at Ramses. Ramses is the eastern corner of the Nile Delta. So all you have to do is go up the coast. What does he tell them? Go due south. Opposite. No. So what happens? Anyone will say, this is crazy. No. They have to have absolute bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then what happens? They go, and then he says, no. Reverse, go back up. And instead of going east, go west. Well, that's the opposite direction. Then go back down south. Then, without them realizing it, they're heading for all the Otsos Yosef. They don't know where they're going, what they're doing. They just follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what we do. Pyro knows they're heading for all his gold and silver in the Otsos Yosef. He comes chasing down, and then he tells Klal Yisrael, walk into Yam Suf. Once they demonstrated absolute bitachon in blind faith against every logic in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did they deserve for Yam Suf to be split? But you have to educate them. How do they know to do this? How do they understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he does that? He spent a year with Dam Tzvai De'akinim in showing them that he's running the world intelligent and complete. To this end, down to the finest detail, knowing exactly who's the firstborn, who's not the firstborn, is an intelligent force directing the world down to the end with Harvonish. And that is the but. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it, but he allows me to run it in the middle of this. Now, Bechira Chavshis exists on two different levels. Three levels. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows me to make an individual decision and gives me the koach to do that, even though ultimately that koach is mine. But knowing that a person is capable of changing himself and forming himself. So, well, go into Midos Tovos, Rambam and Rambam explaining the Rambam says, yes, a person can create himself the way he wants. Now, I have certain Midos. When I become aware of that, I may have been born with that. Society may have done that. I may have chosen the wrong things. When I decide, I am taking control of myself. I'm taking control of myself and I'm shaping myself and forming myself the way I should be. That's why Rabbi Yonah says Bechira Chavshis is not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. You have to decide, you're taking control of yourself, fashioning yourself, and forming yourself according to the way you want it to end up and to be. Now, this is where Bechira Chavshis is to the extreme. So if last night I dreamt this, that, and the other thing, I have no control over that system. But I can now take control of myself, put myself in a certain path, and move in a direction. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then sort of takes over and doesn't take over. HaBolat Tahem Asayin also. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages things. Manages things in different ways. In a global sense, he manages things. So while Trump may think he is deciding whether this coming week he's attacking Iran or not attacking Iran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just setting it up for making that decision for him and saying no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to leave the direction of this world in the hands of this Meshuggah. No. That's not going to happen. That decision, whether Iran or Iran, whether the guy in China will do, what's going to happen? That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis and Beis, Melchomos Ani Asis. I decide when there's a war. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes total control. He sets things up so that Trump thinks he's making a decision. But everything is coordinated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to push Trump to make a decision. Now, that's Lev Soram Lochem B'Yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his master plan for the world. That's his master plan for the world. How it works out in detail, it'll work out in detail. But he has, and that's going to happen. And he has ways of doing it. It's like a chess master plays a chess game. When it comes to the Akshas Lev Paro, an important machlokas rishonim. Exactly. Rambam says certain extreme rishonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the b'chira chavshis. Mayorker could be the Ramban, says no, that's not what happened. Just the opposite. Paro, under normal circumstances, would have totally collapsed and just given in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to go when Paro decided, I'm going to send them. The man revolts, Ososide the Mitzrayim. And the action, I'll give him the strength to stand up to the pressure. So it'll be out of total Bechira Chavshis. Not he took away his Bechira Chavshis, he gave him back. Otherwise, the guys, look, the whole place is collapsing. Get out of here. Vashem hikshur slave paro, that means don't collapse. I'm giving you the strength to put up with this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing it. And managing it, and each individual is making his own decision. This is the yesod how Bechira Chavshis works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu managing. Okay, we'll get into this into more detail, Meretz Hashem, Bli Neder. Next week, just wanted to keep going with understanding Bechira Chavshis. It's a very, very fundamental idea behind a lot of the nonsense that goes into understanding Emunah Bitachon. Emunah Bitachon, how the interaction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world and my functioning in this world, how that interaction happens. And the Rambam writes in many places, a person will say, it's not my business. I just do my mitzvahs. No. Part of the mitzvah of Emunah Bitachon, Rambam writes, Avram writes it, is being aware continually how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing everything that happens in this world and integrating it with my Bechira Chavshis. that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my decision making in a very active way. If I understand that this business deal is totally yes or no, and all my chokhmah and all my everything and all my praying and everything I'm going to do in the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I look at it differently. If I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me success or not success, yes. If I want to be a ganav in this business deal, I can be a ganav in this business deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable me to be a ganav in this business deal. For some reason, allow me to succeed. But don't think I'm going to make any money on it. But in the back of the whole thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Rambam writes continually that the way a person, that's part of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. I was a certain person in Los Angeles that I made from. He, before he became from, was involved in one of the biggest schemes, sauna schemes in the United States. It took 25 people on the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, working 2 years until they can unravel the Drake copyright that this guy was in. Okay. Finally became frum and became a big Baal Muslim. Okay. But I remember once I went back to Los Angeles, I was going to ask him for money for the yeshiva. Called him up, we got to get together, come in the middle of the day, I'll meet you. Okay. So I said, I'm sorry to disturb you in the middle of the day. He says, you have to understand. In the middle of the day, I'm in the middle of a business deal, I become an animal. And someone knocks on the door, some Rosh Hashiva, some Rav, some of this. So I have to say a vart in the parsha, brings him back to who I am. The deep understanding of how and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world, integrating with my Bechira Chofshis, is so essential to just staying and being a firm Jew. That's why the Rambam writes Tzichi of Gomut, to keep this in your mind and to understand it. Not a luxury, it's not okay. It's another this, it's another that, it's another part of Torah, no. It's essential just to see and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world. Okay, so let's get to Cholon.